So, Arlene, why are you running for school board?
Well, I'm running for school board because, first of all, I believe in the public schools. And secondly, I believe that every child has a right to succeed. And I think the schools play a very important role in that right by providing education and guidance and offering them a chance to explore their potential and learn about themselves. I think we live in a tremendously competitive world out there, and it's the responsibility of the district to ensure that all children have an appropriate education and all children are given the chance to challenge themselves and to succeed, irrespective of where their paths may take them. And I'm concerned right now in the Madison District that this is not happening, because I believe in order for this to happen, the board and the administration and the public really have to have confidence in each other, and they have to work together for the good of the district. Now, I've been an activist in the schools for 9 years. My daughter's in eighth grade at Cherokee, and so I've been to a large number of board meetings. I've been through many issues with the board, and I see the trust breaking down. I've seen frustration on parents' faces. I've been one of the parents that has frustration on my face. And I think it's tremendously important to step back and regroup and start to move forward. You always build from a strong foundation, and I think we do have a very strong foundation. I think the schools are good, and I'd like to help continue to build. I have a tremendous amount of business experience and a lot of involvement in the schools that I think I can bring to the table in helping foster the communication between the public, the board, the administration. I think with my scientific background, I can help analyze data. I can evaluate decision, look at metrics, what's working, what's not working, and how we can then take that forward. I've had experiences with budgets, experiences with project management. I've worked with diverse groups of people. And again, I think this is all things that I can bring to the table and help make it better. I want to run for the board again because I believe in the children. I believe in the public schools. And I think we're at a point in time that we really have to take the step to move together rather than apart. We have too many people working against each other. And I think collaboration is in the best interest of the children. And I think I can and will foster that collaboration between the board, the public, and the administration.
So, Arlene, you have a science and extensive business background. You know, what qualifications do you think really will help you on the board?
Well, I think what differentiates me from the opponents is my strong business background. I've worked in the corporate world for 23 years. I've been at Promega Corporation and currently the director of marketing. And that gives me a tremendous amount of experience that I can bring to the board. Budget, I have hands-on budget experience. Facilitator, negotiator, project manager, which I think is very important because it focuses on prioritization and communication. Basically, you're working with groups of people that you have no authority over from a supervisory standpoint, and you have to bring people together working toward a common goal. So I think it's very good experience that can be applied to the board. In addition to my business background, where I work with a lot of people, I think my science background is tremendously important. I have a bachelor's in biology and secondary education chemistry, and I have a master's in molecular biology. And the scientific training of how to analyze information, how to look at data, how to approach situations, I think is tremendously important for the board as well. When you go into the budget process, not only is the budget experience important, but the way to look at the trends, to look at the information, to see what's really happening with the numbers and what that really means is critically important. And then from the marketing side, we've always learned how to take complex matters and communicate them very simply to our customer, and in this case would be the general public. So the ability to analyze the information and then bring it back in a very easy-to-understand manner so we can get more and more people involved, to me, is a very important skill for the board. I also think what has been important has been my years of working with the school board and with the schools. I have been involved in PTOs for 9 years. I'm the president of the Cherokee PTO, was the president of the Leopold PFO, so I've been involved in elementary schools, middle schools, and next year, high schools. One of the nice things about the schools that I've been involved in is they're great diverse communities. So I have a lot of experience in communicating with multiple languages, many different types of families, many different economic backgrounds. And in Leopold, when we were working toward the boundary issues and toward developing a resolution, we had to pull the whole school together. And that was actually one of my proudest moments working, is when we had over 93% response from all community members of the Leopold community in developing a recommendation to the school board. So the business, the science, the fact that I'm a parent, and then the amount of time I've spent in the schools, and I've spent watching school board meetings, I should add, I've sat down at the Doyle Building many, many nights, and so I know how things work. I've seen what's good, I've seen what's bad, I've seen what I would definitely change on the communication side. So I think I'm going into this from a point of strength, and I think I can bring a lot of information and value to the board and communication back to the public.
So what's the case for the voters? Obviously, we have voters who are parents, we have voters who are simply taxpayers, we have voters who are teachers and administrators. But what's the case for you, Arlene? Why should we vote for you?
Well, I think you should vote for me because I do believe I bring a lot of experience to the board. And what I promise to people is to open the lines of communication. So listening, discussing, providing feedback. If I vote for something, I'll tell you why I voted for it or did not vote for it. We may not always agree, and certainly there will be disagreement on the board, but my commitment is that I will listen to you and, again, have open forms of communication and provide you with information with why I'm doing something. And that's the real key, I think. There's distrust right now out there. People are suspicious of why board is doing this versus that. And I think a lot of it is because it's just such a lack of communication. So I do have the experience, as I've explained, but I do promise to work with the community. And I do understand that I represent the entire Madison Metropolitan School District in making decisions. And again, that's what I think is important and why you should vote for me.
So what advice would you have for others considering a run?
It's been a great experience. I would tell people that are considering running to go out and talk to the current board and get a feel for time commitments, you know, issues, types of things that they may be expected to do. You know, it's more than the Monday meetings, but I think they can give a real good understanding of what has to be done and that type of thing. Secondly, I think you have to understand that you represent the entire community. It's not just your area, and that's a little bit different from other political positions, or elected positions, I should say. And so it's important to get out there and, you know, try to get a feel for what people are thinking, because what may be true at your school may not be true at a different school, and I think that's very important. Talk to the teachers. Certainly they have a vested interest in this. Talk to other parents. Talk to as many people as you can about what they think about the school and what is needed out there. It's a great experience going out and meeting people in the Madison Metropolitan School District, and to me that's been a tremendous benefit, and it has provided me with information that will be very helpful in running for school board, and will provide me with information in how to best represent people if I'm on the school board. Again, I can't emphasize enough, it's a good experience. Just make sure you do your homework first and understand what you're getting involved in.
Arlene, what sort of career advice would you have for young people in our schools as they think about their future beyond high school?
Well, I think it's important that children understand all of the resources they have in the Madison schools. If you have ideas of what you'd like to do, or you have questions about different occupations or careers, talk to your teachers, talk to your counselors. That's what they're there for, and they can direct you into different ways of finding information and maybe even hook you up with different resources in the community, which I think is very important. Follow your dreams. If you have an idea of what you'd like to do, pursue it. Make sure you challenge others if they say this is something you should not be doing, and go out and look at what makes you happy. When I was growing up, I always wanted to be a scientist, and I was told back then that girls should not go into science. And I had a great teacher as a sophomore in high school. She was my biology teacher, And that's what really turned me on personally to science. And she said, of course you can go out and be a scientist. And I went to undergraduate school, and I went to graduate school and got degrees in science. And then I've been working for a science-based company ever since. So I listened to what I wanted to do, and I kept pushing it, and I got help. And people gave me good advice. So just, again, make sure you ask questions, talk to people, explore your potentials. If there's something that you like, there may be a lot of jobs that have to do with those types of skills. And, again, work with the community and get out there and see what's available, because there's probably a lot of opportunities that you may not even be aware of. And there's a lot of people that want to help you.
Great. Thank you, Arlene.